Custom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Jack's has stores up and down the Front Range. If you're looking for your outdoor gear, just stop by any one of them. You will be so pleased. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Shannon Scheller. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I am doing great. It's beautiful out. It's going to be a great day to be outdoors. It's this time of the year when it's a little cooler, at least in the mornings and evenings, and it's just one of my favorite times of the year. You know, speaking of being out spending a lot of time outdoors, Shannon, we saw a huge, huge number of people turn to the outdoors over the last couple of years when we were trying to isolate and be outdoors and not be indoors because of COVID. And we don't know where all that's going to go. It's tapered off a little, but there's still a great demand for outdoor recreation, especially in places like Colorado. And I think a lot of these people, it opened their eyes to the importance of having resources to recreate on. And we're kind of celebrating that today, aren't we?
We are. And we are celebrating that this is, we're lucky to live in Colorado and we have a lot of public land, and we've seen a significant increase in the number of people outdoors, with people moving to Colorado because of all of the national parks we have and state parks and open lands. And people have discovered more of Colorado, which is great, but that also means that we need to be responsible. And we've seen things like trash increase and trail conflicts. And so today is a day to remind us all that we need to be good stewards on our public lands. And today is National Public Lands Day, which is the single largest volunteer event on public lands. And so I'm here to encourage people to find one of your local open space departments and find out about a way you can volunteer today or this weekend, or whether you're out hiking or hunting or riding a bike or fishing, we can do our extra part today of being good stewards of the land. Because like you said, we've all seen this increase in growth of people in the outdoors, but with that comes with challenges to make sure that we ensure that those natural places stay great into the future. And so stewardship is the main message this weekend.
You know, an organization called ASA, American Sports Anglers, did a survey, and this goes back 10 or 15 years, so I'm sure it's changed some, but they asked adults over 40 what their biggest memory of growing up was with their parents. And 52% picked an outdoor activity: fishing, hunting, camping, hiking. The next was going to an athletic event, and that was only 12%. So I'm still a firm believer that when you get outside, and whether you're, and by the way, it's National Hunting and Fishing Day too, and when you get outside and you do some of these activities, even if it's just a day hike or a camping trip, or you go on a hunt or a fishing trip, you create memories and bonding that no other activity does. And you brought it up in the beginning. We're so blessed. I lived in two states in my life as far as my home. Their first was Minnesota, and the second, I've been in Colorado for most of my life now. And those two states offer such opportunity for outdoors. But we do need to be good stewards, but we should celebrate the amount of public lands we have in Colorado. Is just is so wonderful, isn't it?
It is. I mean, and that's why I think people like you and people like me have moved to Colorado at some point in our lives. We have a lot of public lands, and getting outdoors and either spending time with family and friends or just being by yourself outdoors in nature is something that has health benefits for all of us. Like you said, it creates long-lasting memories. It reduces stress. You usually learn something. And so just like you and I there, and listeners out there, we all love our natural places. And the natural lands give us something, and it's our job to make sure that we give back. They are all of our public lands, but that means it's a responsibility for all of us that while we're outdoors, we're being good stewards and actually, you know, leaving it better than we found it, right? Following the leave no trace principles. When we show up in a parking lot, if there's trash on the ground, picking it up, if you have the chance to, you know, be a courteous trail user, keeping your dog on a leash, picking up after your dog, all of those things are things that will help someone else have a good experience and help you. And thank you for mentioning that it's also we're celebrating hunting and fishing day today too. So two great outdoor activities as well.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of touched on outdoor etiquette. A lot of people are new to outdoor activities, and they're not necessarily mean, but they're kind of focused on what they're doing, and maybe they haven't researched it enough to even know what they should do or even what they're getting into. So the know before you go mantra has really been important this year, where we've tried to get people to understand where they're headed, what it takes, how to interact when you get there, and how to act. In fact, you're working with a group in northern Colorado called NOCO Places. Tell me about that.
Yes, I think your know before you go is something that I wanted to highlight on. And NOCO Places is a collaborative group of the five northern Colorado counties, plus the National Park staff and Forest Service staff, and then Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And we came together as a group to talk about these issues that we are talking about on the radio today, about increasing recreation and making sure that we have sustainable use and that we can benefit everybody into the future by implementing land management practices that have these long-term conservation needs of Colorado. So it's a really unique group, also funded by Colorado Parks and Wildlife's Partnerships Group, to say, hey, we all are sharing in these challenges from extra people out there, and how can we collaborate as Boulder County and Larimer County and Gilpin and Clear Creek and Jefferson County, along with CPW, to say, let's team up and say, what are the issues out there and where can we pool resources and how do we collaboratively work together to teach people about know before you go? And one of the great principles, well, that's a great message, but what I like about it is we want to be good stewards of the land, but we want people to have a great experience out there. And the know before you go messaging keeps the natural resources sustainable, but also helps ensure that you have a better experience out there. As people get out there, if they're unprepared, they may leave the natural place in a state that they didn't intend to, but it's worse. Or maybe they didn't have as good a time because they pulled up and the parking lot was completely overflowing and they didn't know where to park and it was the first time they were going to take their kid out on a hike. And so being prepared is a good part of it, you know, so that you're safe, but also so that you have a good experience. And I'm really excited about what we're doing with NOCO Places. And today, NOCO Places has launched a video with some messaging about what can I do just individually, but how can I volunteer and be a good steward of the land? And, you know, I'm glad that we have groups coming together to promote these messages, because collectively that's how we're going to make sure that these places stay wild into the future.
We're out of time, but where could people view the video?
They can view it on Colorado Parks and Wildlife social media pages, or we do have a website for NOCO Places, which is www.nocoplaces.com and nocoplaces2050.com, and you can get more messages there, but also CPW is promoting those messages as well.
All right, we are out of time, but I think the message you and I want to put out there is please enjoy and celebrate the great outdoor opportunities we have both in Colorado and across the United States, but be responsible and know before you go. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Shannon Scheller. This is a great message. We want to remind you, we've got beautiful weather. Get out there and let's perpetuate these opportunities for our kids and our grandkids. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, we're going to take you to a state park across the state and talk about the activities that are going on there and some you may want to partake in. Here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.